Hello, my name is Lynn, and a friend of mine actually shared her podcast with me, so I figured, hey, why not? Why can't I start one? So here I am. It is May 2nd, 2019. Too bad I didn't know about this podcast 7 months ago, so I could have really started my journey back then, but I can always just make different voice records. But anyway, I just wanted to come on here and just talk about my journey, what I've been through, what I'm currently going through. I'm a female. I am 39 years old, and I live in the Sunshine State. I'm not going to give my real name, my location, anything that can locate who I am. But anyway, so let's see. I have so much to talk about. Like, I'm currently going through a journey that's something that I really should have been recording from the beginning, but I didn't. Just pure laziness, I guess you can call it. But I guess I can just kind of start off there, you know, instead of telling my life story, because I can always do that like in another podcast. So right now, I'll just call this my breast cancer journey. So I worked for a company for almost 12 years, and October 2018, I had took the day off for a family member's wedding, and I get a phone call from my manager the morning of the wedding, and I'm like, why is she calling me? That's weird. Like, I'm off. Why are you calling me? So whatever, I call her back, and she's like, hey, can I call you right back? I'm in a meeting. I said, okay. So I'm just like kind of freaking out in a way, because I'm like, why is she calling me on my day off? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I don't remember if I texted one of my coworkers or what, but I think I did. And I was told that some certain people, maybe, I don't remember. But anyway, she calls me back, and she sounded like a robot, a legit robot, just reading off a script, pretty much telling me that they're laying me off. They're outsourcing our work to India because it's cheaper for them to pay India to do our work. And then, unfortunately, my position was affected by this. I was devastated. I was at this place for 12 years. Like, and I've been working since I was, you know, 19. So it's just, it's like my whole world came crashing down. Like, I was laid off. I've been through layoffs at my job, and I survived them all. And here I was, a target, and they got me. I was just a number at the end of the day. Bye! Who cares how hard you work, how much knowledge you gave, what you did for this department, for this company, whatever. They didn't give a shit. They just looked at me as a number and eliminated me. There was like 19 other people or so, like other states that were also laid off. So I wasn't the only one. So obviously that kind of ruined my entire morning. Like, my family had a nice breakfast, but I spent it in the bedroom crying, just not knowing what the hell I was going to do, just feeling sorry for myself because I was just laid off of a job. I have bills that don't stop. My bills don't care that I got laid off. So whatever, I went about my day, you know, the wedding happened, and it was the beginning of the month. So I was like, you know what, let me take this time this month to get all my appointments in before my insurance expired October 31st. So I went to the eye doctor. I kind of had already been going to the dentist to get some dental work done. So I was kind of like still doing that. And then I went to my OBGYN. I should have gone to her in March of last year, but I didn't go because the year before that, I kind of had different I had a procedure done and complications with my monthly cycle. So it just kind of threw me off. So I never went in March of 2018. So here we are, October 2018, 7 months later. And I was like, okay, let me go to my doctor. So I went. And a little backstory, I had noticed a texture looking change on my left breast around my areola. And I was like, what is that? But I never like thought anything of it. Like, you know, you see a change in your body, you know, you've gained weight. You don't question. Well, I didn't question it enough to find out what it was. I just kind of left it there. And, you know, it kind of like not got worse, but it did in the sense of the look of it. Like if I looked down, my nipple was like, not my nipple, the areola was like flat. It wasn't, you know, rounded. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to say something to her this time because it had been like over a year that I had saw that. So I don't remember if I said something or she felt or she looked at it and saw it, because she really couldn't feel anything. I have, at that time, I had very large, dense breasts. Like, they kind of felt lumpy anyway. So you couldn't feel anything. It's just the look of it wasn't something that she was too, you know, thrilled about. She's like, you know what? Let me just have you go for a mammogram, get it checked out, you know. I said, okay, cool. So my appointment with her was October 19th. So my mammogram and ultrasound was for October 25th. So I went and, you know, I was a little bit nervous because I knew something was up. Like, I don't know, just from the look of it. So long story short, I go in there, I get my mammogram done. They squash the hell out of my boob. You know, I always wondered what that felt like. And it kind of hurt, but it was like a quick hurt. You know, it was like for a few seconds that they squash your boobs. So then they put me in the room to do the ultrasound. She checked my breast. She checked the right one. And then she checked the left one. And then she started like measuring. You know, I'm just like, oh, she's measuring stuff. Like, if they're measuring stuff, that can't be good, you know. So I was like, oh, man. So I'm laying there, you know, my left arm above my head. And I'm just like, you know, just watching her plug in the numbers or whatever. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go in and talk to the radiologist and come back with results or what she sees. I'm like, okay. So she comes back and the radiologist was to the point, you know, just how they have to be, you know, not super sympathetic, but just to the point like, okay, we see something suspicious and, you know, we're going to have to biopsy this because we're not sure what it is. But it doesn't look good and I would want this out of my body, whatever it is. So I was like, oh my gosh, what the hell? Like, is it cancer? You know, but she never told me at that moment it was, because they can't really say it because it wasn't biopsied. It was just a sonogram and a mammogram, an ultrasound. So I was devastated when she told me that. I started to cry, you know, because it's like, what the hell? So I'm freaking out, obviously, because I just found out this news. And this was on a Thursday, I think it was. Yeah, the 25th of October was on a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. The following Wednesday, my insurance was going to expire. So I started, like, obviously freaking out because of that. Freaking out because I was just told that I have suspicious activity in my left boob. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. So the lady, you know, really worked with me. She's like, okay, I'm going to send this over to your gynecologist. We're going to get this referral, you know, because they have to get the referral for the biopsy, the paperwork. Long story short, I got seen Monday. And the whole weekend, I was just like an anxious mess because I didn't know what to expect. Biopsy, you know, you just think of the worst possible pain you can be in. So I YouTubed it. I YouTube a lot of stuff. And I found this one girl and she talked about her experience. And I'm so thankful that I found that video because it really kind of helped me know what I was getting into. This between the sound, what was going to happen, and exactly how she described it is what happened to me. I went in, They pretty much stuck a needle in my skin, put some lidocaine. That was my biggest fear, the lidocaine, because I've had lidocaine in the past and that junk hurts like someone puts fire to your skin. Oh my gosh. So I was just like thinking the worst pain. You know, so I was literally squeezing the table before she injected me with the needle. And the lady's like, here, let me give you a stress ball. So she gave me like a little stress ball. And I'm squeezing the hell out of this thing because I'm just expecting like the worst pain. And I'm trying to breathe through and not moving. So she injected me. And I was like, oh, okay. Like it kind of hurts, but it's not that bad. And it's quick. You know, it's just the lidocaine, it does its job within seconds. And she did the first biopsy. It sounded like a staple gun. I was like, okay, I could do this. So I had total 4 biopsies this day. So she did the 3 on the breast, and then I had to do 1 in my lymph node, which was under my armpit. Oh my gosh, that one hurt. I jumped. I said, oh shit. Because the lidocaine hurt. Like, it burned. But then, you know, once it settled in, it didn't hurt. The biopsy itself didn't hurt. It was just getting numbed is what hurt. So anyway, that was on Monday, and there was only, I think, 2 or 3 people that knew about my situation, and I was just like an anxious mess, you know. That day, my mother was like, hey, you know, we're going on a Disney cruise this Friday, you know, do you want to come with us? And my mother, unfortunately, wasn't one of the ones that knew about my situation at this time, because she had other stuff going on, and I just didn't want to worry her. You know, during the process, I would tell her, you know, once I found out my results, I would tell her what was going on. So I was like, okay, you know, so she ended up, you know, putting me on the cruise, and that was that. So they told me that the results would come back within 2 to 3 business days. So now we were talking Wednesday, possibly Thursday to get results. That week, I had never been so anxious in my life, like talk about crying, just not knowing what the hell to do, how to think, how to process this everything. Like, it's just so many emotions that you go through when you're told that you could possibly have cancer. It's just like the craziest things go through your mind. So 5:30 came on Wednesday, and I was kind of able to breathe because I'm like, all right, I don't have to worry about my phone because the center's closed. They're not going to call me after 5:30. So come the next day, come, you know, Thursday, my anxiety came up again, and I got the call, and it was indeed cancer. She's like, you have what's called invasive ductal carcinoma. I started bawling. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, how do you even spell that? Like, I was just like a mess. Like, you want to talk about your world coming down? I thought my getting laid off from my job was the worst thing that could happen. Man, this, being told that you have breast cancer or any type of cancer is, to me, the most devastating thing that you could possibly go through. And then on top of that, I was unemployed, you know? So again, so many different things going on, so many different emotions, whatever. So I was just like, wow. That's what that is. And I'm a pretty positive person. I'm not really someone who's negative. I've been through a lot in my life, so I tend to kind of say, you know what? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I have that mentality. I'm an independent person. I'm a single person. I live on my own. I don't depend on anyone to support me, you know? I forgot what I was saying. But anyway, I was told I had this. Now I'm like, okay. Oh, I was talking about how I'm a pretty positive person. I don't suffer from depression. I mean, yeah, I get lonely, but like an actual depression, I was never one to suffer from that. You know, I have a pretty positive outlook on life. You know, I'm a very emotional person, so I do sometimes get neurotic or just crazy about certain things, but I've learned throughout my years that if you can't physically change your circumstances, just go with it, go with the flow, go with the basically grab it, the life by the horns and just ride it out, you know, type of thing. So anyway, now this was on November 1st, 2018 was the date that I officially was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that cruise that my mother invited me on was the perfect thing because it was like, I knew, it's like you're walking in a crowd and you're like, I have breast cancer. This cancer in my body, and I'm amongst thousands of people. Who else has cancer out there that don't know about it? You know, like, it's just so many emotions, so many thoughts going through your mind. So one thing that I would say that helped me get through the beginning stages of this journey was prayer. Like, prayer, prayer, prayer. God works in so many mysterious, like, so many ways that you don't even, you can't even comprehend sometimes as a human what God can do for you. So that was one thing, like, just prayer, just pouring out everything to Him, crying to Him, you know, like, that really helped me have peace of mind with what was handed to me, my reality, pretty much. So, you know, I went on my cruise. But the day before the cruise, actually the day I found out, the day of the cruise, that Friday, driving to the port, I was on the phone with the nurse trying to get a surgeon set up, an appointment, you know, because I had another vacation when I got back from the cruise. So it was like back-to-back vacations, which was, again, perfect timing because I went to my cruise, I went to my other vacation, I came back on November 14th, and boom, my first appointment with my surgeon, and that's when my journey started. So, yeah, I kind of want to break down my journey. I don't want to just put everything out there in one lump, podcast. So I'm going to end this podcast at this point as far as my journey. I just kind of want to break it up so it doesn't have these long podcasts. So yeah, it's 17 minutes right now, so I'm going to talk until I get to 20 minutes. So yeah, so what you can look forward to in the next podcasts that are coming would be my journey from November 14th until maybe midway of chemo, because I'm still doing chemotherapy right now. So I'll kind of break it up in like four parts or three parts. So yeah, I'm gonna go food shopping right now and head home and relax because I am tired. I just had a port draw today, which means they took blood out of my body to just make sure that my blood counts are good. But I'm not going to go too much into detail with that because that's going to be part of my second podcast. So I hope whoever is reading this maybe take something out of this. Breast cancer, don't matter what age you are. Nowadays, you have to be 40 and over to get a mammogram. They should really change that because I'm 39. There's, you know, not until I found out I have breast cancer. There's a lot of women in their 20s and 30s that have breast cancer. Like, these insurance companies don't want to pay for this. So it's sad, you know, and a lot of women don't do breast exams. I didn't, you know, I used to, like, I've done them in the past, but not like religiously every month, like around your cycle. I think that's when you're supposed to do it. I would do it, but not consistent. And I'm sure a lot of women are like that. So it's just about bringing the awareness and check your boobs because you just never know. You just never know if you have that breast cancer. And it doesn't run in my family. I got a generic testing and it came back negative. Breast cancer does not run in my family, but I got it. So it doesn't matter. Breast cancer doesn't care about your age. Don't care about if you've had it in your genes or anything. It will attack whoever it wants. So just be cautious and just never feel that you can never get it. Because I would have never thought at my age that I would even have cancer, let alone breast cancer. Like, you just never think it's going to hit you. But anyway, you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.